May we pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning comes to us from Luke's Gospel in the 18th chapter. Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them, and when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called to them, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." Thus far the reading. If not in this specific place, but perhaps in another church in some other corner of the country, at some time in your life, I'm guessing that the following scenario may have played out. It's a beautiful Sunday morning, just like this one. We couldn't ask for a nicer Sunday morning this late into October. It's gorgeous outside. And so it's a day like that. And so we gather in the Lord's house for worship, and we progress our way through the liturgy. We sing an opening hymn. We hear the readings, and the Word of God begins to engage us. We sing the sermon hymn. And now we sit down, we settle in to hear Pastor's sermon. And that's why we came, to engage in God's Word. And so we're sitting there trying to listen, but in the back pew, there's a ruckus going on. There's some little ones back there who aren't quite with the program that morning. And mom and dad are doing their best. They're trying valiantly to shush them and get them to sit still for a bit, but they're just not having it. So Pastor continues. He doesn't seem to be bothered by this, but the congregants are, and some even kind of lean and look over their shoulder and cast disparaging looks at mom and dad, who are getting red-faced as they try and quiet the little ones. The pastor doesn't mind, and he finishes the sermon, and the service concludes, and everyone departs, and mom and dad with their noisy little crew kind of slink out the door, out to the car, without greeting too many people on the way. Yes, that was my parents some years ago, because we were told we were the naughtiest children in all of Norton Township at times. In Luke's gospel account this morning, Jesus is in the middle of a sermon. He's just taught the disciples and the crowds the parable of the persistent widow and the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. And before Jesus can continue and begin his conversation with the rich young ruler, he gets interrupted. His sermon is interrupted by a crowd of little infants and children and toddlers and their parents that come running up. And we can just imagine they're tugging at his robe. They're running in circles around him. They're jumping up and climbing on his lap and touching his beard and the things that little kids do. And Jesus doesn't mind. But the disciples, they're rather put out by all of this. They don't like this at all. They don't like this noisy, boisterous crowd. And so the disciples, being the good churchmen that they are, they tell the little ones and their parents, "Go away. Jesus is busy. Leave him alone. He has important work to do here, and he doesn't need a bunch of little crumb crunchers and curtain climbers interrupting him." And so he tells the parents to take all these little ones and go home. But thankfully, Jesus intervenes. He doesn't mind the babies. He doesn't mind the children. He doesn't mind the parents. He's happy they're there. He can deal with the crowds and the noise, even if the disciples, for whatever reason in this moment, cannot. You see, this is a happy crowd. This is a joyful crowd. They want to be there to hear his teaching. This crowd gathered here is not like the crowd that is going to be gathered in Jerusalem in the coming days, who will be shouting, Hosanna, as the Savior enters Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. This crowd, this happy, noisy little crowd, is not like the crowd that 5 days later is going to be shouting, Crucify him, as he's led out of that city to suffer and die on a Roman cross. No. This happy, noisy little crowd is different from either of those two crowds. And Jesus, knowing what is to happen in the dark days to come, he's delighted to have these little children surrounding him. He's delighted to have them gathering at his feet, climbing into his lap, and just giving them some snuggles. Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. If we're honest with ourselves, we see sometimes, not always, but sometimes there have been moments, and yes, we are like the disciples in this gospel account. We love to have the children in worship and in Sunday school, as long as they behave. When they don't, the commotion in the back pew gets to be a little loud, a little ruckus, and the hymnals are hitting the floor. It gets to be a bit much. We might even ask the parents to shush them, to take them outside. Don't interrupt the pastor during his sermon. Pastor has important things to say. Oh, yes, pastor does have important things to say. And these things are so important, in fact, that these little ones need to hear it too. The babies, the infants, the toddlers. All of them need to hear what pastor has to say, because these things are beneficial for people of all ages, even the noisy little ones in the back pew. You see, pastor, like Jesus in this account, loves these small, precious little faces. And he wants them in his presence. You see, pastor understands that these beautiful little faces are indeed the kingdom of God. A kingdom that can only come by way of a childlike faith. See, without these precious little children, there is no future for the Holy Christian Church. And so we need to ask ourselves, honestly, when it comes to our children and faith in Jesus, are we hindering them or are we helping them as they grow in their baptismal identities? Yes, there are moments when the noise and the commotion can get to be a bit much. But that noise, that happy, joyful sound of dear little children, that's the sound of God's children. That's the sound of souls that Jesus Christ has redeemed through his suffering and his death and his resurrection. He's given his life to redeem them so that they, like us, can inherit eternal life and be a part of this kingdom. He welcomes them. He welcomes them as babies, as infants. He washes them in the waters of holy baptism and makes them clean and pure and holy and righteous. He does this because he loves them, because he loves you. He sustains and builds their faith in their young lives through the work of the Holy Spirit and the gifts that God gives to his church. These gifts include our Sunday school, our vacation Bible school, and the countless ministries that this church does on the behalf of children and young people. Some of you seated here this morning may be familiar with these verses from Luke, but expressed in a different translation of the Bible. I remember hearing them a little differently. You may be familiar with the King James Version, which is sometimes called the Authorized Version. And these three verses from Luke are stated in the King James in the following way. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Interesting. Suffer little children to come unto me. Now, the word translated as either let in our ESV or suffer in the King James Version is a little Greek word called ephete. Ephete, this little word, has many ways it can be translated. These are some of them. Ephete can mean to cry, to forgive, to forsake, to lay aside, to leave, to let alone or let be or let go of. It can mean to omit, to put away, to send away, to remit, to suffer, or to yield up. These are all ways that this little word, ephete, can be translated. And we see examples of that in the Holy Scriptures early in Jesus' earthly life. Early in Matthew's gospel, when Joseph is informed that his betrothed Mary is pregnant with a baby that he knows is not his, he first decides to divorce her quietly, to send her away along with this unborn child, until the angel of the Lord intervenes and convinces him that he needs to take her as his wife, because what is in her womb is indeed holy and of the Holy Spirit. After the birth of the Savior in Luke's gospel, Simeon in the temple tells Mary that one day she too will suffer, that a sword will pierce through your own soul also, as she witnesses the suffering, the crucifixion and death of her beloved Son. Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. At this point in the gospel, Jesus and the disciples are drawing near to Jericho, and after some time there, they're going to continue on their journey up to Jerusalem. Jesus knows the suffering and humiliation and defeat and death that is coming. He's told the disciples two times about this, and he'll tell them yet a third time on the way, but they don't understand, they don't get it, and therefore they don't believe that these things are soon going to take place. And so here, he pauses just for a moment to enjoy the company of this happy little crowd of infants and children and their families, to love them and simply enjoy being with them before he completes the final steps on his journey to the cross. He wants to reassure them and their parents that the kingdom of God belongs even to them, to anyone who places a childlike faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus welcomes little children. And thankfully here at Faith, so do we. This happy news for us, and it should encourage us to live out our faith and proclaim the crucified, risen, and ascended Lord Jesus Christ to our neighbors and our friends, wherever God has placed us. Faith Lutheran Church is engaged in a host of ministries that do just that, speaking this to children. We do this through our Sunday school, vacation Bible school, through catechesis, and a host of other ways. in our neighborhoods. May you find encouragement in the words of your Savior this week, knowing that the kingdom of God belongs to you because you are his dear and precious child. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.